time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, pretty good, I think.
It's not too bad out there.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Wind calmed down a little bit. That's good.
It's not terrible. Could be worse. We're in February. The only snow I see out there is the stuff that kind of lines the fence posts and stuff out there now where it kind of blew up a little bit, drifted up a little bit. Could be worse. Could be in Boston or any place around there. You'd be shoveling for a while yet. Those folks out there, they got plowed in, didn't they? Tough. Tough place to be. We've been there before, though. We know exactly what they're going through. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He'd like to get us started today telling us about W&S Appliance. How are you, Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Use washer dryer stack unit in the only 1 year old. Got a Maytag drying setter. Got one front load washer, one top load washer. Use gas and electric clothes dryer, several of those. Used Maytag front load washer and dryer in excellent condition. They used portable dishwasher, several used built-in dishwashers. Used electric cooktop. Got a used luxury water softener, only 2 years old. Used natural gas direct vent and water heater. And two used smooth top electric ranges. Lots of new gas and electric water heaters. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, do take care of the service after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Got refrigerators, over 65 units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Have top load, bottom freezer models, side by sides, and of course the very popular French door bottom freezer, and of course top trade ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Sounds like you got a little bit of that stuff coming out of you, too. Yeah, me too. I might do that every now and again. Sorry about that. Brad Pierbolt is in with us this morning. How are you this morning, Jim?
I'm great.
Well, it's not coming out of you this morning, huh?
No, I've evaded it so far.
Well, stay far away. We don't have the sneeze guard here. You'll have to just stay away from us here this morning. Hey, we're going to talk about the JCs this morning, the Atlantic JCs with their comedy club coming up here this Saturday. Pretty excited?
Yeah, we're getting excited. It's our event in February every year, and we have a great night, a lot of laughs, and we've had really good luck the last few years, so we're hoping to add another great event to that list.
Derek Richards and Sean Gregory, the headliners, it says here on the card.
That's right.
Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, Derek Richards is a national comedian. He was in town a few weeks ago for the Farmers Appreciation Banquet, I think, and He did really good, so, some people, he's got a good word of mouth out there in the community, and he's coming back to do some comedy for us. He's got some great YouTube videos, so if you're interested in his comedy, just look for Derek Richards on YouTube, and you can see some of his act.
Very good. And Sean Gregory's been around?
Yeah, I don't know as much about Sean. I think he does a little bit of magic and comedy combination, so I think he's going to entertain us pretty well. We've got a couple guys opening up, so it'll be a good night of comedy. It'll get your money's worth.
Do you look to get a little variety when it comes to, because there are different types of comedy.
Sure. Last year, we had a hypnotist. There's, the regular comedians. Yeah, there's all kinds of different types, so you got to kind of pick and choose your different types, but this year we basically just a stand-up, and like I said, maybe a little magic mixed in there too.
So I noticed on the tickets it says there's no reserved seating for this event.
Well,
so
yeah, that's true, and it's not true.
Okay.
There's no reserved seating for a general ticket, but if you buy 8 tickets at once, which is a full table, then we will reserve a table for you. So if you want a table, you can contact one of the JCs. You can contact myself down at Pierbolt Chiropractic, or you can call the Atlantic Chamber, and they'll get you in contact with one of us. And we have plenty of tables left. If you've got a group of 8 friends you want to take out, or maybe 8 dates for Valentine's Day, you can get a table of 8, and we can get you set up for that, and you don't have to worry about all sitting together. We'll reserve a table for you.
Yeah, okay. So I guess where I was going with this is at a comedy club like this, when it says no reserve seating, so people walk in, do they gravitate like church to the back, or do they really want to sit down front and take the chance?
It's kind of interesting. We usually do, we see both. The back tables fill up, but then some of the people are a little more risky, and they move up front. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic.
This will be at the Cass County Community Center?
That's correct. Yep, this Saturday.
It's coming up very fast. So it's a good night to take a date.
It is. It's right around Valentine's Day there. So you can get out and you can do something fun and affordable in Atlantic for Valentine's Day.
Now, doors will open at 6:30. The show will begin at 7. Now, if you want to get your tickets ahead of time, and Brad told you some of the ways you can do that, the price is $12.
That's right.
But you can get them at the door, but it's going to cost you a little more.
Yeah, it's $15 at the door. It's $12 ahead of time. And if you want to get your tickets, if you just want to get a pair or four tickets, something like that ahead of time, they're for sale at Rex Pharmacy and Atlantic Chamber. And I have to mention my sponsors here because without them, we really wouldn't be able to do most of our projects. And that's Atlantic IV and First Whitney Bank. And they've been great sponsors for this event for many years. And we really appreciate them helping us. And once again, you can get your tickets at the Chamber or Rex Pharmacy ahead of time. Or at the door, but you pay a little bit more.
Yeah, it takes a lot of good friends to do something like this. And it goes toward a lot of good projects, too. The JCs raise money throughout the year with different types of projects. Some of them are more service-related. Some are more fundraising-related. But they all kind of come together to help pay for a lot of the things that you do.
That's right. You know, we try to do a project every month or every other month. And this is one of our fundraising projects, and it's been a good fundraiser for us. So you can feel good about, getting the ticket, coming out and supporting a good cause, and we put that money back into our projects. It stays here locally in Cass County, and we do a lot of good with it.
You know, for example, sometimes things are just off-season. We're in February now, but some of the money raised here may, for example, help to pay for fireworks displays that everybody enjoys at the 4th of July. Those get more expensive all the time.
That's right. That's most of our fundraising projects go towards those 4th of July fireworks, so we're working all year on that budget. So the more money we raise, the more fireworks we can shoot off on the 4th of July.
How long does it take you to put a project like this one together, to be able to work out the talent and the scheduling and everything?
Yeah, you know, that's really the hardest part, is getting the date set with the community building. And, of course, that's always in demand. So finding the right weekend. And then we work with some booking agents. And finding the right comedian, is always a choice. We try not to go too blue and try to leave it to an open audience that way. And just picking something that we think the community will like. So we've had really good luck. We've had some really good talent in the last few years. And, that's the major part of the work. But then, of course, the setup. And we provide cocktail service for the night. So you don't have to get up and get a lot of your drinks during the show. So then the JCs will be roaming around bringing you drinks, helping you out any way you need. So,
and we should mention, too, that you mentioned you're trying to make sure that the show is not too blue. When we say that, we're trying to make it as family-friendly a show as possible. However, you do have to be 21 or older to be at the show.
That's right. That's right. It is an adult venue. There is alcohol served. So we do ask that you're 21 and over, and that's a combination of the venue asking us to not have anyone, and it is an adult comedian, so but we won't, won't be X-rated or anything like that.
It's just meant to be fun.
That's right.
Sometimes the audience can be a little bit bluer than the comedian. You just never know what you're going to run into on a night like that.
The comedians really feed off the audience, so yeah. It depends.
Yeah, that's really true. Talk a little bit about the JC organization. Who can join?
Well, we're open to any young people, so 18 to 40, and that's really your only requirement to join. And it's a service organization, but really we try to develop our members, and that's the whole goal of the JCs, is to get back to the community while developing yourself as a leader in the community, whether that's networking in the community or just, being able to come out here and talk on the radio, lead a project, whatever you need, whatever skills you'd like to get. We can help you with that.
Well, and every organization will tell you it's difficult to recruit members these days. It is difficult to get people to give of their time and talents to sit down and to focus on something like this. How do you recruit these days? Any way you can?
Yeah, we take any warm bodies, right? We just get out and talk to people in the community. A lot of times we'll deal with somebody through one of our projects, and they say, hey, this is kind of cool what you guys are doing. What can I do to help? So, and the big thing about JCs is it's really not a big time or money commitment, okay? So you can give as much or as little as you want. Some people just come in and they just like a few projects that we do through the year. Some people want to have more of a leadership role in the organization. So it's not like you're signing your life away. You have to go to a meeting every week and spend hours and hours a month. Really, it's just a couple hours a month. You can get out and feel good about yourself and, you know, help develop yourself and the community.
Why'd you get involved?
Well, I just wanted to get out and exactly. I wanted to get out and get in back into the community after I'd moved away. I'd kind of lost contact with a lot of the people around town. So I just wanted to get into something, and this is what I chose to do, and I've been doing it now for 8 years.
And for someone like you who grew up here, moved away, you had an opportunity to kind of get back in the swing of things again. But, you know, for someone who maybe moved here for work and is not a native to this area, as you mentioned, it's a good way to meet people. It's a good way to do some networking.
Yeah, most of our members are not native to Atlantic. They've come from all around the state or around the country, and they're young, they have energy, they have time, they want to get out and meet some new people. And we really have a lot of social time, too. We do a lot of social events. We go golfing. We go out after our meetings and have some social time at different members' houses. So it's really a group of friends, too, and that really makes working on the projects, having meetings a lot more enjoyable when you can be around people you want to be around.
So if someone is interested in perhaps learning more about the JCs, perhaps looking at joining, how do they do that?
Well, you can contact any JC member. Okay, and then the Chamber's always a good partner with us. So they have our contact information. If you don't know any of the members, just contact the Atlantic Chamber, and they'll get you in contact with us.
That's easy enough. Comedy Club, JC's Comedy Club, coming up this Saturday, February 16th. Doors open 6:30, show at 7. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, they're $12 if you get them in advance. And Rex Pharmacy, the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce office, are the places you can get those, or any JC member as well. Or $15 if you want to pick them up at the door. Derek Richard, Sean Gregory, the headliners at the Cass County Community Building. Get out there, and it's an easy way to support an organization like the JCs and have some fun, too. You're getting something back in return. So make sure you get a chance to do that. Take your special one out there for a night, too. Brad, thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate it.
You betcha. And by the way, I do have a couple of tickets in my hands. Brad handed to me as he walked in here this morning. Let's just make it the first caller, first person to dial him up. Who's fastest to the trigger here? We'll give you a chance to win a couple of tickets. 243-3920 or 800-283-5526 if you'd like to snag a couple of tickets to the JC's Comedy Club this Saturday evening. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers testing upright by Whirlpool Man and Frigidaire. Have sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most all of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Lots of electric and gas ranges, freestanding on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Got washers and dryers, top load, front load, and small, large, and super capacity. If space is a problem, we have some stack type units. Again, we offer Maytag, Whirlpool LG, and Speed Queen, which is made in the United States. And that Speed Queen washer and dryer carries a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. Stop and see us at W&S. Coffee's on and still have some peanuts. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, congratulations to Patty Rogers of Wyota. I guess Jim gets a night out, doesn't he? Patty's going to take her special guy out for a night at the Comedy Club this Saturday evening, so congratulations to Patty. Brad, thanks for coming by again. Appreciate it very much. And don't forget that JC Comedy Club this Saturday, February 16th, at the Cass County Community Center. Get your tickets in advance at Rex Pharmacy or the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, or you can pick them up at the door as well. You'll have a good time. We know you'll have a good time there. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.